So hello, Get More Podcast listeners. Today we are super lucky because with us we have John Bryant. So as usual, John, who are you?
Well, I am an online human mechanic. So the best way to describe what an online human mechanic is, use the analogy of a car. What happens if you put the wrong fuel in a car?
Stops working, usually.
Stops working. Same with the body. So in terms of a nutrition aspect, I help people put the right fuel into their body so they can work better.
All right.
What does a sat nav do?
Usually it tells you where you should go.
And where you shouldn't go, like roadblocks, obstacles,
yes,
that kind
right.
of stuff.
Yeah.
So from a life coaching aspect, I do that as well with my clients. And then think of it from an engine size. What's better? A 1.2 liter or a V8 engine?
As a big boy who loves his toys, I would go for a V8.
Yeah, so from an exercise perspective, I try and increase the engine size or engine capacity so that they can actually move better. And I do that in a holistic way and a client-centered way.
Okay.
Because in the fitness industry in general, you know, people are in pain, but a lot of times they just get basic advice, just eat less, move more, and you'll lose weight and you'll feel better. You have more energy. And what I do is I go, I want to understand the person. Because when you understand the person, their challenges, you know, what their likes are, what they've tried before, what they've perhaps found really challenging, and then understanding all that and put a framework which fits their lifestyle, not the other way around.
Okay. Yeah, because it's true. And I guess that you also adapt that to the age of the person. Because, I mean, it's not working the same way. I mean, I have a son who is 18 years old who could eat an elephant every day. And if I eat two mice, I'm getting fat. So.
Yeah. So if you take our lives, just for example, you have children. I don't. Not at the moment, anyway. Well, I've got one on the way, which is
okay. For when?
Four weeks. Four weeks.
Very
yeah.
soon.
Yeah, but our lives are completely different. So therefore, like even if we have the same goal to maybe lose weight, for example, it wouldn't be fair to give you the same program as I would have.
Right.
Because there's so many differences between us.
Right.
You know, we have different jobs, we have different ages, we have different responsibilities.
And you have
and we
hair,
can't
I don't have hair.
Yeah. Yeah. But all these differences, are really important because when we're trying to sort of become the better versions of ourselves, whether that's mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally,
okay,
it's got to work for our existence, for where we are. We can't try and put a square peg in a round hole.
Right.
But what a lot of the sort of fitness industry does, it goes, okay, well, here's a diet, here's an exercise plan off the shelf. They give it to the person and they expect them to just be able to make progress.
Right.
But when they get 2, 3, 4 weeks down the line and stress comes into play because, oh my God, this is a whole new thing. And it's just like, and then they go back to their trainer. They go, I can't do this. And the trainer goes, just stop eating donuts. Just move more. Just stay on track on things. And they haven't got any kind of understanding of a person. Whereas if you like, really customize it, make it bespoke to the person.
Okay.
The person understands that, okay, this is something which I can implement in my existing lifestyle. Therefore, from a stress point of view, that comes right down. And therefore, there's that sort of empowerment that I can do this. So that's where I come from in terms of helping people. So it is a very holistic approach.
And do you define an objective with them? Because, you know, I, as a certified 10x business coach, we start from the objective people want to reach. We 10x it to make it bigger, so that from the attitude, the approach, the action people are taking, it's massive. So it changes the way they think. So do you also try to get with them an objective? Because, I mean, the objective of I want to lose weight, it's so fluffy that it could mean everything and nothing.
So like just take that example of losing weight. Said, okay, so when I've had someone that's maybe wanted to lose 10 to 20 kilos, but for example, I want to know why that's really important to them. not because they want to lose it. And generally speaking, it's
Right.
because maybe when they were younger, they felt right that weight was their fighting weight, you know, the weight that made them feel good.
Yeah.
Or they had clothes which made them, you know, feel $1 million.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, well, that's actually more important than the actual weight loss.
Yeah.
So, and actually, the emotional response is actually better than the actual physical result on the scales.
Yeah, absolutely, because one is something that you can coming from the brain, the decision driver is subconscious. So consciously they would tell you, yes, I want to lose 10 kilos, but as you very well said, is that but the real driver behind it is looking like when I was younger or fitting in those clothes or absolutely agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's very important that yeah, we have that maybe goal in there, but I go, actually, let's go a little bit deeper with that. Let's go, what would actual success look like, feel like, so that they can get emotionally involved in this? And actually they have that accountability as well, because if they've got, say, a particular item of clothing that made them feel their best self and they want to get back into it, well, the best measurement of success is not what's on the scale, like I said, it's actually, can I fit back into that? And if I can fit back into that, the emotional response is going to be so much higher.
Yeah.
And then the most important aspect is they're going to want to stay there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Yeah.
And then you go, what's the next goal? Because that's the other thing. That's one of the biggest things that I always look at is go, okay, you've got this goal in mind, but I'm almost thinking, you know, what's the next 3, 6 months after that?
Okay.
Because I don't want you to stop.
Yeah, because
I want you to have a real transformation, because a lot of people can get to that goal, go, yeah, do you know what? I'm there. I've achieved it. What's next? And they don't have that idea. And I want them thinking all the way along. So when you get there, what's going to be the next
right.
sort of peak? What's going to be the next challenge? Are you going to try and run a marathon, for example? You know, that kind of thing, which is going to test them to just grow as an individual a bit more. But most importantly, making sure that they can do it by themselves. I think the best thing about what I do is when someone says to me sometimes, John, I don't need you as much. And I think that empowerment that they've taken on everything that's been taught to them, they've
Yeah.
applied it, they've achieved success, and they feel like a different person. And then they go, do you know what? I can do this by myself. And I think that's the one thing that I really love about working with the people that I do, that I've worked with.
Excellent, excellent. And I had a question. I lost my question now. Damn. So it was about the oh yes. You were talking about accountability and so on. And as we are both coaches, I mean, and I'm talking with other coaches and so on. It's very often obvious that very few go the whole way or listen or accept to do go that way. I even heard some figures like only 1% go the whole way. Do you reach the same? Do you experience the same thing or?
So with that, with my clients, and the way I always think about it is I always need to be like one step ahead of them. And the way I can be one step ahead of them is go put myself in their shoes. And actually, if I'm going to put them on this strategy to get them to where I want to be, it's I've got to experience it myself.
Okay.
Because it's then like I can not just give them what the, say, textbook answer would be to maybe their challenges, but actually I can go, well, I tried this before you, so I know exactly how you feel. This is my strategy, which I did to overcome this. And again, it's just being that one step ahead and try and get them to follow in your footsteps. And it's a lot easier in that perspective because they then trust you a little bit more. It's not just someone who just do this, do that, and you'll get there. It's actually someone that knows the path,
Yeah.
knows the obstacles, but can actually shorten the journey for the people following, because someone like myself has gone through it, made the mistakes, or found the solutions to, again, just make that journey easier for them.
Yeah, I think I agree with you and say it's not just about do this, do that, because that's consulting, that's not coaching. Coaching is
Exactly.
helping them to get there, it's not telling them
Yeah.
how to get there. They get the way with our help as coaches, but
Yeah.
not you should do this, and that, which I don't.
Exactly. But I think one of the biggest things that I've always taught my clients is it sounds counterintuitive, But I've always said, you're going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
Accept it in the nicest possible way. Accept it. And I go, if you're not making mistakes, you're trying hard enough.
Yes,
Common sense. But equally, if you feel like you've made a mistake, it's not failure. It's a step towards learning.
exactly. Yeah, it's learning.
And when you change that mindset with people, they're like, what, you're not going to shout at me if I have a donut occasionally? I'm like, no, I'm not going to shout at you. I am going to educate you, though, as why that wouldn't be a good thing and what you could have done alternatively.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to shout at you because we live in a world now where it just doesn't work anymore. We're not like the old style trainers where, you know, you're like military precision. Duh, 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 duh. You've got to actually, you know, give me 20 more. You know what I mean?
Oh, there are still guys like that out
There are
there.
still, but I go like, we're trying to empower people. But I think it's the most important thing because there's a generation, especially, you know, especially where I am in the UK. And I see a lot of people who are not empowered to take action for themselves, and they just fear failure. Whereas someone like myself, I'll embrace failure. Fail fast. So it's a real quote that I love using because it's like, if you can make mistakes quickly and learn from it, you'll make a lot more progress in the long run.
So why are you doing what you do? What got you there? Is it something that you wanted to do all your life long, or what's the
Do you know
path
what?
that took you
Got
there?
this. Oh, this is a very long. So basically, I was at uni and I was studying to be a PE teacher, physical education teacher.
Okay.
And I got to the point, I think it was in my second year of uni, and we had to do work experience, which was about 6 weeks. And I realized that I didn't want to teach kids.
Okay.
It was just not for me.
Okay.
However, what they did have was an after-school sports program, and they were very, you know, engaging with getting a lot of people active. And
Okay.
I thought that was right. Yeah, I liked that aspect. So I went on and coached the girls' football team there. Now, when I started, they only had about six girls, sort of, and it was more just turn up, have a bit of a kick about,
Yeah.
and, you know, have a bit of fun, which is okay. But what I wanted to do is really give some enthusiasm into the girls. I wanted them to learn. I wanted them to grow as people. And by the time I finished my work experience in the school, what started off with about six girls ended up with about 22, 23 girls
Nice.
wanting to come to this like after school event. They were organized, I suppose that's the best way of saying it, but they were having fun at the same time.
Yeah, okay.
And it was a case of they're listening to me. They're seeing me as the expert in this,
Right.
but I was enjoying it. It wasn't a case of like, I have to be there. And from there, what I did is I went back to my home city and I got involved with a local football club. And again, I did some more youth coaching and that kind of progressed. But they got to a point where I wanted, you know what, I really want to help more and more people.
Okay.
And, you know, there wasn't the money in coaching where I'm from. And I thought, what do I love? What gets me up in the morning? You know, if I'm going to do this for a long term, what's going to get me up at 5 o'clock in the morning? Or if I have to work at 10 o'clock at night, what would I do? Which actually, if I didn't need money, would keep me like my soul on fire. And
Right.
I just realized there's this thing within me which goes, I'm so about contribution. How can I help people? But
Okay.
equally at the same time, how can I grow as a person? And I loved exercise. I've always loved exercise since I was 16. And I just thought that's the thing to try. Get into being a personal trainer, helping people who are in pain, but I can also get paid for it.
Okay.
And I can, you know, could I see myself doing this for 20, 30, 40 years? That was the thing, because at the time beforehand, I was in a job where I was just sat at a desk 9 to 5, and it wasn't fulfilling me.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I just don't want to be this kind of person. I wasn't happy, so I had to do something which I had to go out and challenge myself.
Okay.
So by the age of like 30, I made that big decision. Right, that's it. I'm going into this. I have no idea how to run a business. I have, I was probably very shy at the time. So I had the communication challenges, which I had to overcome. But it was like, but I really love what I'm doing. So I'm just going to throw myself in there and see what happens. And I always remember my first opportunity, and it was just like, wow, I'm here. I'm in this position. And I thought, now the learning starts. And
And
it was just something.
how did you find the first client of this new venture?
Yeah, so basically, it was a case of just talking to people, but actually realizing again, and I didn't realize it at the time, but this client-centered approach that I talked about earlier was probably the key thing to get in my first client, really
Okay.
understanding my client's goals, what their lifestyle is like, what their challenges are. And then, okay, we just need to maybe we work on this. Then we start working on to the next phase, the next phase, the next phase, and just gradually make some changes again, which fitted into her lifestyle. And she got the results. And I was like, wow. But I wasn't consciously aware that I was, doing a good job, if that makes sense. I'm always probably my own worst critic, because I just think, oh, it's just luck. She's just, I'm a lucky person, but she just happens to be just naturally following everything I'm saying. She's doing the work herself outside of things, and she's getting results. And I'm just like, okay. And then I think it's one of those things that until you repeat it two, three, four,
Yes.
five times, you go, actually, maybe I'm onto something.
Okay.
And then it's a case of constantly learning. So, like, I'm a big fan of learning, and it wasn't necessarily learning about how can I make someone faster or fitter or stronger.
Right.
It was about what's the mental side of the game? What's going to stop them
Okay.
really achieving it? And that's where my fascination came into things like sleep. It came into gut health, all the things which now in my own program I combine in
Okay.
a way which works for them.
Nice. And what's the average profile of your clients? Or what are what's the profile you have the most?
Most generally women, sort of business owners, entrepreneurs. I do have a few male business owners and entrepreneurs.
Okay.
They're generally in their sort of late 30s, early 40s. And I think they've just got to the point where they've maybe had kids, they're trying to be a parent, they're trying to be a business owner, they're trying to have a life outside of their business,
Okay.
and they're just finding it challenging. And because there's so many demands on them, things like nutrition goes out the window. It's just like, can I just grab something quickly
Yeah.
just to keep me going? Sleep, do you know what? I've got too much going on.
Another
Sleep's going to go out the window.
life.
Another life. Then if they're stressed, it may be that they've got, they use ways like alcohol or food to kind of release the tension.
Yes.
And it's just trying to really understand all that and then go, do you know what? If we just make some tweaks here and we just get you eating in the right way, you're going to have more energy. And if you have more energy, you're going to be more productive. If you're going to be more productive, you're going to have more time. And if you have
Yeah.
more time, you're going to
That's
feel
it.
better because you've got the family, you can got the sleep, you can have your cake and eat it literally.
So it's a whole domino effect, in fact.
And it's really so powerful when people realize that it's not like they're going to have to spend months upon months upon months making these changes. It can be as simple as making a few tweaks in the first month
Yeah.
that have those significant differences. And like you said, the domino effect, it's about knock over that first domino and then the rest will fall over.
Yeah, interesting. And so how do you get new clients?
So a lot of mine is networking. So I
Okay.
love going to business networking groups, and I love just talking to people. So obviously I've gone from a really shy person to someone I just love talking now.
Yeah,
And
fully
it,
extroverted.
yeah, exactly. And it and it's always amazing, but like, I can talk to business owners and they're like, yeah, but I haven't got time for sleep. I've got too much going on. I said, yeah.
Yeah.
But when they start realizing that actually just modifying things is something, oh, what else can you do? And
Yeah.
then it's the case when they lose weight, but I've got more energy. I'm eating better foods. And not only that, they're eating foods that I actually want to eat. Because that's a big problem when it comes to weight loss, is that it can be really boring for some people.
Right.
And I just go, no, you're going to have foods which you are really going to enjoy.
Yeah.
You can make it very easily. If you're time poor, great. I've got the solution for you. And that's what they're like, how can you have all these little things going for you in terms of the solutions? Wow. And it's just like, I need this kind of thing. So that's when where I go with that.
Nice, nice. So for how long have you been doing that?
So I've been a
This.
personal trainer. Sorry, I've been a personal trainer for just over 10 years now.
Okay.
A life coach for about 5, 6 years. And in the last 2 to 3 years, I've been really upping my nutritional knowledge and becoming a really good nutritional coach.
Okay. And I mean, I know in coaching it's sometimes very difficult to keep, you know, the altitude and the distance and being, yeah, empathic, sympathetic, but not being sucked into their problems. And as a life coach, I guess you are very close to their problems. So
Yeah.
how do you manage that?
How do I manage? I think it's a case of I put boundaries up,
Right.
but they're in the sense that if someone messages me, they know that they may not get a reply for 24 hours. You know, that's a simple boundary. I don't respond to messages after a certain time or before a certain time because there's my needs that I have as a person, as a husband, soon to be father.
Yeah.
And when my child is born, those boundaries will change again.
Right.
Because what I want to be is the best person I can be for myself, my wife, and my child. And if I can be the best of those three, I can be the best coach.
Yeah.
Because then there's John the coach, and then there's John the husband and John the father.
Right.
And they can be separated.
And did you help your wife with all this coaching?
Yeah, so I'm actually a postnatal qualified coach as well. So yeah, so she's having all my expertise and knowledge in helping her. And she's doing really well. She's like, you know, how given how far she's launched, about 35, 36 weeks now, and she's still training 4 times a week.
Okay. And so as Get More is also about married business owners. So how do you, I mean, you already explained it, that you try to keep things nicely separated. Was it always the case, or did you also have to learn that? Because I mean, being a married business owner can be quite
Yeah.
challenging.
Yeah. So I have made some really big mistakes when it comes to relationships and trying to run a business. And when I first got into running my own business, it was all about, right, let's focus on getting this business up because I need to make money fast
Yeah.
because I'm taking a big risk leaving a paid job. And there's a thing where I didn't know how good I could be. But
Okay.
I knew that I had to get going and I had to get some momentum and I had to go and bring money in. But it came at a detriment of a relationship because I didn't think, actually, I didn't take my partner's needs into consideration.
Right.
And ultimately, that relationship ended. And that was a massive, massive, massive learning curve for me. And, you know, with luckily my wife now, who I met, a year later, she's very understanding of my business, but also she's very happy to keep me on the ground when it comes to, and I think that's a good thing because sometimes I can get really involved in my business or I can get really involved with some of my clients because they've got some really good projects going on, either personally or professionally. And it's a case of like, I actually have to make time for my partner. And then that's where I, from a calendar point of view, I always block out time
Yeah.
where no one can actually contact me,
Excellent.
apart from my wife.
Yeah. And is your wife also an entrepreneur, or has she, I mean, when she's not busy, with the most beautiful job, which is creating a child busy with that.
But well, she's actually a nurse, so she works obviously long hours, so
Obviously,
12
yeah.
hours, 12 hour shifts at a time.
Shit.
So it's yeah.
So
So
having a
sometimes it,
baby is going to be a vacation.
yes, because we're gonna have to work out what is best for us as a, a marriage and us as parents. And the one thing that I really want to make sure that I achieve within that is not being a somewhat of an absent father, in the sense that I'm always working, I'm never there, I'm gonna miss the big moments. That's why I like being an online coach, because I have that ability to be at home
Right.
and watch my child to develop,
Yeah.
spend some time with my wife. I have that ability, and it's making sure that actually happens.
Which is great. It could be even greater in a few weeks.
Yes, exactly. But I also know it's like, being a business owner and soon to be father, I know that's a similar challenge for other business owners or other parents.
Yeah,
And
people
it's,
survived it, these challenges, so it's possible.
yeah. So it's a case of like trying to learn the best way to manage going forward. And when I can do that, again, when I have a client who maybe is going to be a parent for the first time, is I can help navigate them because I have been in their shoes,
Yeah,
so to speak.
you went through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, where can people find you? If some of the listeners want to know more about how you can help them or what you do, where can they find you? How can they find you?
So they can find me on Instagram. So I am at coach underscore J underscore Bryant. They can find me there. They can find me on Google, J Bryant Coaching. And they can find me on LinkedIn, John Bryant.
Okay, super easy.
Yeah, nice and simple.
All right, and now the big question: do you have some takeaway, some inside thoughts that you would like the listeners to keep going today once we end the podcast?
Oh, yes. So if you're in a position where you want to have a transformation in your life, be brave enough to take some action. Be brave enough to make mistakes. You will make mistakes, but it's okay, because that's all part of a learning process. And just remember that you can actually achieve the results you want to achieve because you have the inner power to do it. It's just finding the right strategy which works for your lifestyle. When you find that, the whole process becomes a lot easier.
I love it. Thank you so much.
You're
So,
welcome.
thanks for having accepted to be on the podcast, John. I
Lovely.
think it was super interesting, really worth the time, and all the information you gave is super cool. So, I guess some people will get in touch with you. And
Yes.
thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I've loved it today.
It was fun. Thanks.
Thank you.